Blog Talk Radio.
A goal horn that you didn't hear very, you're not going to hear the rest of the year, folks. The goal horn of the Washington Capitals, and I'm sorry.
I believe I told you that.
They told you that.
If we go back to the tape.
You don't have, there's no tape.
Go back to the digital
tape. But
yes,
I know you told me that. That's why you're an expert.
Oh, yeah. I'm an expert because I could tell the DC has no defense.
Okay, well, you're an expert for different reasons, but, you know, the writing was on the wall. For somebody who's been watching DC as long as they have, I thought for sure it's going to be better. At the beginning of the season, I thought it was going to be reversed because the Flyers are in the playoffs.
Yep.
Literally, it's like the 38th or 37th time in 46, 47 years.
Yes.
I could do that. That's cool. I am the host of Obey a Puck. I am Dan Colachico, the above average comedian. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. This is my co-host.
The Angry Specialist.
I just live with her. Kelly Levy. Follow her on Twitter at SkedCentral. Follow me on Twitter at Dan183 and the show at Obey Puck Show. Also, Facebook.com/ObeyThePuck and HIACTalkRadio.com for all your HIAC Talk Radio network needs. It's playoff time, which also means it's the end of the season, but it's playoff time. First question I'm going to ask you, did Brodeur retire?
I won't believe it until we see
Thank
it.
Thank you. Everybody's talking about it was a great goodbye. Where the hell is he going? Nobody said he was going anywhere.
Does he live in the New Jersey area during the off season?
I don't know. I have no idea. But for his sake, I hope he doesn't. Or at least he left Newark. Newark. It's Newark, Delaware.
I'm pretty sure none of those guys live in Newark.
No, they definitely don't. all these articles that are being written about him saying goodbye. Am I keeping you awake? I'm kidding. About him saying goodbye. About him leaving. I'm like, well, nobody said anything. Let's not jump the gun there.
I think every year everybody writes that article because one year it'll be right. You know.
Okay.
I wrote the article first. Well, you've written that article for 7 years.
Seven years doesn't count. It does not state where he lives. He probably doesn't live in the same house as his ex-wife.
Well, that's just the general rule that you don't live with your ex-wife.
Yeah, some people do.
Yeah.
But if he does retire, can we get rid of the trapezoid?
Can hope so.
I mean, one can hope.
And bring back mirror advisors.
Yes. I can't see his eyes. Well, sorry. I'm kidding, y'all. I mean, I don't have a problem with Brodeur. The numbers, you look at his stats, and they're absolutely insane. I mean,
there's a lot of them.
There's a lot of stats. 124 shutouts.
Wow. He was a laser and a devil. That's it. His professional career.
Utica devil. Yeah. Utica devils.
That's Utica.
Utica. Utica. The Saint.
Saint Hyacinth.
Ah.
Laser.
Well, I'll be appreciative of that one.
The laser. That's probably pronounced Lazar.
Since his first year playing in the junior league, he's never had a goal against average that went above 3.4, ever. His average in his career in the NHL is 2.24.
What was his average in the A?
4.18.
4.18. Wow, Utica sucked.
Yeah, yeah, because it wasn't his fault. So we'll hold off the UF things until we find out what the heck's going on, because as far as we know, he's not going anywhere.
We will only know when he is not the starting goalie opening night
in
Jersey or wherever the Devils open up.
If they start the season and he's not in that first game, as the season, not preseason, none of that stuff, if he doesn't start, he's out of there. Or would he be happy with backup?
Or then
just get home.
Maybe just taking a vacation.
Why not? Take a year or two and just be a backup and then, all right, see it. Because knowing New Jersey's luck, he'll be starting the startup within 3 months. The starting within 2-3 months. You know, no offense to Schneider. I mean, anyway. So my second question is before we actually get to the news, and then we're going to go right into the playoffs thing. There's a cut in your eye. So do you think Ovi's going to leave and go back to the KHL and just get rid of this noise?
No.
Really?
Nope.
Wouldn't he be happier and, A, make more money over there? Does he really care about a cup of the goat? Tell me.
Yes, in my many personal conversations with Mr. Ovechkin.
I said, don't you think?
How hey, do I
question.
Trying to guess what goes on in a Russian's mind, is that's just dangerous. Don't even bother.
You mean put Putin talks all
the No. Putin's insane on another level. I'm just talking about a regular Russian person. They're not the same as the rest of us.
So one last quick question. McPhee goes first or Oates?
Oh, I hope Oates goes first.
Before McPhee?
Yes.
Huh.
That speaks volumes for me because, yeah, as much as I can't stand McPhee, Oates has just really shown those true colors this last week or so.
When he threw Ovi in that shootout at that last game as the second attempt. No, it was the final attempt.
Mm.
And he had a great move, but I was like, really? Why? Why bother? Well, let's see. I mean, you never know what will happen. The only other quick note I wanted to point out was Letang came back.
Yeah, came back and played after recovering from a stroke.
From a stroke.
That's impressive.
He's playing again, with no problem. Bielsma, after the Flyers beat the Penguins again, that's a good weekend for the Penguins because they lost all weekend. Bielsma said something to the effect of, oh, it's like Hartnell to beat up somebody who just had a stroke. Why? Now, later on, he said, it was a joke. No, it wasn't, because you're Dan Bielsma. You meant every word of it. Number one. Number two, if he was worried about him, why would he put him on the ice?
I'm pretty sure he wasn't worried about him if he was on the ice.
I think he's fine. I mean, he could probably, he was probably going to live longer than I am. You know? Getting on to one of the news topics I wanted to bring up. Shanahan. And I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing with all the things we've talked about. And this is going to be the first episode where I don't mention penalties with Paul Baker, who will be joining us in a little while. After all the discussions we had about disciplinary and him being in Shanahan trying to start some sort of putting normalcy on penalties and discipline, he's out. He left. Left the NHL and was hired by the Maple Leafs as some weird president, governor kind of thing. I don't get it. He's not getting a title?
The hockey president of Toronto.
And it is his official title.
So, good for him. He moves right out of the hot seat because no one's going to pay any attention to him in Toronto. No one covers that team and cares what they do. That should go well. Good luck, Brendan.
Do you fire Carlisle?
I don't care. Toronto would fire their coach every year that they don't win the cup. And if they did that, they would never get anywhere. But then again, they haven't gotten anywhere for since 1967. So whatever. Maybe they should try not having a coach 1 year. Just see how that goes.
Do the baseball thing. Have a player coach.
Yeah, have a player coach. There you go. They used to do that back in the day. Why not?
Why not?
It's worth a shot.
It's enough. Player coach.
There
Maybe
you go.
Enough. Maybe that's a bad idea.
There's a hockey mind.
He didn't promise any big thing. He just said that we're going to work as hard as we can.
There you go.
Which I think is safe at this point because Toronto's getting ready to riot.
Well, they didn't make the playoffs, so of course they're not happy. Had quite the – I mean, they were in it.
Yeah.
They had to work hard to fall out of the playoffs.
They had a Blues collapse just longer.
They just – yeah. They just fell apart. And doing that in the East is a lot harder. To fall completely out of the playoffs in the East – where, let's face it, not the best of teams made the playoffs.
We'll go over that in a second.
Well,
no, I just, listen, I don't know how to comment on this because nine times out of ten, the Flyers are at least in the first round. So my hockey season gets extended. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying, like, there's only been a few years where I'm like, what do I do? And even in Philadelphia, there's people that want the heads of the coaches because we didn't make the playoffs 1 year. Go sit down and have a cheesesteak. Calm yourself. And it was 6:07. Did I jump off the top of the whatever the hell it was called at the time arena and try to no.
The fill in the blank arena.
I think it was the Wells Fargo Center at the time. I know it was 6:07.
FU Center.
Yeah, it was Wachovia at the time. Not Wells Fargo, I meant Wachovia.
The WAC.
The WAC. Yeah, the FU Center was my favorite. All that figures. In Philly, the FU Center.
When it opened.
Of course, thanks. The C Center. the working title, quote unquote, was Spectrum 2. That sounds funny.
Spectrum 2.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Spectrum 2, Electric Boogaloo. The remix. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
No, I don't think so.
No, obviously it didn't work. But in Toronto, it's got to be 10 times frustrating to, I mean, it's been since 67 since they've had a cup, right? 68, it's been the late 60s.
67. They won the year before expansion.
Oh, man.
And have not won since. So, once again, Toronto probably blames Philadelphia.
Anytime you want to get, yeah.
Or Montreal. Probably Montreal, actually. But
Pittsburgh.
Second on that list. Probably Philadelphia.
I mean, St. Louis. I mean, what happened to St. Louis? You know, we'll get into that for the playoffs, man, because their collapse changed the landscape of the...
Yeah, the West got reshuffled there.
Nashville Predators. Now, a lot of people I know who are a casual fan of hockey blow off Nashville Predators as a... They're not threatening. All the years they've been around, they've had Barry Trotz as their coach.
Yep.
No longer.
Well.
I think it was today. And I think they haven't been horrible.
It was a pretty bad season.
It was a bad season, but they haven't been like, well, they've never made the playoffs.
Well, a bad season in the West where there was a pretty big divide between the teams that got in and the teams that did not. You know, they lost their starting goalie, their big-time, you know, star goaltender for a good chunk of the season. And in the West, that's really hard to come back from. I mean, they had some great guys step up and play for them. And we all know Nashville has never been an offensive powerhouse. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they were winning the old-fashioned way, 2-1, 1-0. 3-2, you know, that was a big game for the offense, so.
I just think that they want to go a different way and try something different, which is anytime you fire a coach, you want to try to.
Well, yeah, I think he had a chance to put his system in place. He was there for how long?
15 years.
Yeah, so 15 years, he had a fair shake.
The 99, right?
I'm trying to think of when they went on.
I think it was 99.
It was 99 or 2000, something like that.
So, yeah, he definitely had his chance. But
I think he'll find work.
That's exactly what I was about to say. I don't think he'll ever have a problem finding a job. His tenure, and he's not a bad coach.
I think he's a very good coach. He's very good. He's definitely a defensive minded coach.
No comments on the defense thing. Some teams need defensive help. Anyway.
No, that's not going to work.
Well, okay then. Well, I mean, really nothing. I purposely wanted to do just quick news bits that I found interesting just to get into this, which is the playoffs thing. And to do that, where else would I go? We have an announcement before the end of the show.
Okay.
Where else would I go than somebody you brought to my attention? He is the New England clam chowder of state. What is he? He's going to
Let's go
me.
With your title.
No. He's New England
regional correspondent.
Thing correspondent. He's StadiumJourney.com, which I look at every day since you told me about the site before we even talked to Paul. I've been to that site every day because it's a site and the reviews are fantastic. Sometimes comical when it is a sucky arena or a sucky stadium.
And there's none of those in New England.
No. You're right. Ladies and gentlemen, Paul Baker. Paul?
Good evening.
Yes.
Well, if you're convinced there's no sucky stadiums in New England, you're not going to want to look at our list of the top college arenas, the top NCAA Division I college arenas, which should be coming out shortly.
Oh. Okay,
because I actually visited five out of the bottom six.
Ooh. Ouch.
We ranked all 59 Division I arenas, and, 57 of the 59. Two we were not able to get to. And I had the pleasure of visiting 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, and 57.
Wow. Oh, see, you couldn't bring it home with 56.
Yeah, somebody snuck Canisius in there, and, you know.
Oh, we'll talk about that a little more, but I wanted to get you on, well, for two reasons, but the main one being the NHL playoffs. It's the end of the season, but that also means that the most exciting time in hockey, other than the season openers, the playoffs.
Now, I'm pretty sure the playoffs trumps the season opener.
I said other than.
Okay.
It's a contradiction night on Obey the Puck. Follow at Sked Central for more contradictions. But the playoffs are starting. And as I said before, the Blues, for some reason, collapsed.
Maybe they wanted a better draft pick.
Or did they want to try to take out Chicago in the first round?
I think they wanted Chicago because we all know everyone in the West probably wanted to play Chicago in the first round.
We'll get everybody's thoughts on that in a second. I'm going to go down the brackets here, start with the Western Conference, end with the Eastern Conference. Save the best for last, obviously. What?
Nothing.
I meant Boston.
Oh, okay.
See what I did there?
You flipped around. Okay.
Oh, he knows where I'm coming from. Trust me, he doesn't buy any of this crap. But I want to start with, and what we'll do is I'll intro the round, I'll go to Paul, then to you, and then just ignore what I say because I don't know what I'm talking about. Western Conference breaks down like this. You got first seed, fourth seed. Colorado opens against Minnesota. Paul, wow, Minnesota. I didn't think Minnesota was getting in there. Paul, what are your thoughts on that first Western Conference matchup?
Well, if anybody at the beginning of the season put down a few dollars on Colorado winning that division, man, they would have been coming home with a little bit of cash, that's for sure. Yeah, like you said, St. Louis is choked down the stretch, just open the door. What a job Patrick Waugh's done. And I think Colorado's going to take this series, but I don't think they're going to go a whole lot farther.
Really?
Interesting.
Wow, okay. How many games, do you think?
You know, I don't know a whole lot about Minnesota. I'd say Colorado in five.
Okay, good. Kelly, what do you think about the series?
Oh, this one's tough for me because I love Minnesota. They're my Western team, but I don't see this one going their way.
Well,
I don't know. It will be an interesting matchup because they're definitely a much better defensive team than offensive team. See if they can shut down the really fast Colorado Avalanche offense. I think it will come down to goaltending. And if they had their starter, I would actually put my vote in for the Wild just because I'm kind of pulling for them. But I don't think there's a way that the Wild overcomes
Colorado.
Yeah, no, not Colorado. I was trying to think of his name. I just blanked on the Barlow.
White Peter.
Yeah, oh, yeah, him.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, not with the way he's playing this year.
Who is the Minnesota starting goalie? Is Brizgalov officially starter now?
Now he is, yeah.
Oh, my God. How many games do you think? Is it a four-game sweep?
I hope it's a six-game. I hope it's a bit of a struggle. I'm thinking that the Wild win at least one at home, if not two.
If Brizgalov is in typical playoff form, because he was pulling games out of his butt the last few weeks, if he comes to normal playoff form, I'm going to say Colorado in four. I just don't see Brizgalov. See, when I say that, I remember the old Brizgalov, the one that Gretzky said he's fine. He'll be fine. He'll be amazing. And then I look at the Brizgalov we had in Philly. I say we because obviously I'm the left winger. That Philadelphia Flyers had, and I see a guy who needs a lot of improvement, especially when you look at replays. He's ducking when a slap shot comes at him. Not a criticism. I'm just being sarcastic a little bit. But I'm saying Colorado in four on that one.
All right.
I'm saying the top seed just blows.
He is, you know, he is behind the defense now.
I know.
That seems to help him tremendously.
Teaming in Coburn, what are you talking about? Anyway, no comment, Coburn. Let's keep him. Never mind. Anyway, the next round we got, number two, St. Louis Blues, which I would have never. Never mind. I'll get to that point in a second. St. Louis Blues versus Chicago Blackhawks. Paul.
What happened in St. Louis? They were cruising along, ready to go for the President's Trophy, and then they just fell apart. What have they lost, eight in a row now to close out the season?
I
think it was approaching that.
Yeah, it was like six or seven.
Yeah.
I know the Caps pushed them, so.
Yeah, I think Chicago's just been kind of coasting along. They've been kind of set in their spot for quite a while, and I think they're just ready to turn it on, and I think they're just going to ambush St. Louis in this series.
Go ahead, Kim. I'll go last. I'm sorry.
This is going to be my upset. I'm going to go with St. Louis for absolutely no reason whatsoever.
Just because you want.
Just because.
Just because
I'm going to pick the team that was falling apart. Maybe these young guys will all figure it out, and they'll be the team that they were, you know, in January that was steamrolling everyone, including, well, okay, they didn't do so well against Chicago at all this season, but...
No, but they were hanging in there.
They were one of the best teams I saw all season until the very end there. And actually, both games against Washington, they lost, and lost badly, so... Whatever.
Well, I mean, when they came into town against Philly, I was like, well, that's okay. Well, they're the best team in the league, and it didn't go that way at all. And I'm like, and Miller, I thought, if you would have told me, if it was the beginning of the season, I would have said it's going to go six games. The last week and a half, it's going to go four, and it's going to be Chicago.
All right. I understand that, Pete.
That's a weird one. I don't know.
You never know in the playoffs. And someone said it, and I shudder to think that it was McGuire. But one win in the playoffs can change that. Winning that first game can change everything. A team that's been stumbling around can just find its form and start rolling. And a team that was, you know, just crushing everyone stumbles in the first game, and they never quite recover. So. It'll be interesting. That should be great hockey.
I don't know. That one's a hard one.
Because yeah, that's going to be a fantastic series.
You have two different Blues teams. You know, one that was good.
Yeah.
I mean, you can look at it and say, we're going to the playoffs. who cares? Or did they really just fall apart? Who knows?
They made the playoffs. It doesn't matter. The rest of it doesn't matter.
Next series, one of these teams I had no idea was going to get in there. The Anaheim Ducks, that wasn't the one. First seed against fourth seed, Dallas Stars. I thought for sure that they were out of it. I was wrong. Paul, what's your thoughts on that?
Anaheim is looking like a beast right now. And, I think they're going to handle this series pretty easily. It was a great job by Dallas to make it in. That was a real shocker, like you said. And I think they've got a bright future ahead of them. But right now, I don't think they can get past this Anaheim team.
How many games you think? Sweep?
No, I never think a series is going to be a sweep. So I'd say five games. I think somebody will take, Dallas will take one on home ice.
Kelly?
Great. A really, really, really good...
Who do you want to win?
Boudreaux team goes rolling into the playoffs.
That sound a little familiar to you?
Yeah, it seems really freaking familiar for some reason. I'm pulling for the Ducks. I think the Ducks will win this series. I really hope they do, because if they don't, man, that's going to be some hard explaining for Gabby to do to the front office. But I don't think Dallas can bottle up Anaheim. I just think Anaheim's got too many weapons. And Dallas is an incredibly strong defensive team, so I think Anaheim should be able to overwhelm them pretty easily. I think five games. If it's not five games, Anaheim's making it way too hard on themselves for that one.
I think Anaheim's going, and I do think it's five games. I do believe Dallas, the way they've been playing lately, have at least one win in them at home. They might even shock them and take one in Anaheim.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if they, yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if they go seven games, but I'm calling for five.
Jamie Benn and Tyler Seguin, that's a dynamic duo there. Wow. I remember seeing Benn in the AHL playoffs. We didn't see Hershey, didn't see Texas until the finals, and then all of a sudden this team came and whooped Hershey twice at the Giant Center.
Which is hard to do. Giant Center is one of those AHL towns.
Well, this was back in the days where we were rolling over everyone. We coasted through that playoffs. That was the second. That wound up being the second one in a row, and they were just coming along in town. Texas came to town and just silenced the Giant Center, and he was a big part of that. He's a big rig, and he can play. He's got great hands, and you knew he was going to be something special, and I think Dallas has done the right thing trying to build around him, and then they got Seguin from Boston, and looks like they're on the right path there. But, yeah, I don't think this year is not going to be it, but, yeah, I think they'll be dangerous real quick.
So, final Western Conference matchup. San Jose Sharks and the LA Kings.
This series is a beast.
Oh, man, I can't wait to watch this one.
Yeah, this is going to be some great hockey, and, it's going to be reasons for me to stay up till 1 o'clock on work nights many times.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. We'll all be suffering those game nights.
Yep.
But I think the Kings' overall size and defensive game is going to be too much for San Jose. San Jose's got a long history of great regular seasons and early flameouts in the playoffs, and I think the Kings are just going to be too much for them to handle.
Oh, man, that's a real tough one. I don't know. It's hard for me to go against Quick. But you know what? I'll go with the Sharks. I'm going to go with the Sharks. I think it's going to take them 70. I think it's just going to be a knockdown, drag-out fight the entire way. But I think maybe home ice does it, and that's what pushes them over the hump. I think if San Jose gets through the first round, they could be really interesting the rest of the playoffs, but that's a big hurdle for them. LA was looking like one of, if not the best team towards the end of the season, one of them, definitely.
Man, this is one of those who do I want and what do I want to happen and what do I think is going to happen. I would love San Jose to just take him out. I just want to see San Jose advance a little further than, you know what I mean? Do I think it's going to happen? No. just Quick and the LA Kings. I've given it to Flyers West in seven.
Oh, okay.
Flyers West in seven. So I'm gonna switch this one up. We're gonna go into the Eastern Conference before I go into the main game in that series, as I call it, because of the teams involved. I'm gonna go into that first set, second set. That didn't make any sense, but
not at all. No one's looking at that screen.
Yes, I know that. But it goes. It's the same bracket by numbers, so everybody will see the same bracket as I do. Anyway, the second seed, the Tampa Bay Lightning, against the Canadiens de Montreal. Same thing. I'll go with Paul, and then I'll go to you, and then I'll.
Okay, are you asking me who do I think will win or who do I want to win? Because those are two different answers.
both.
I think being from New England, we can't actually ever say anything good about the Canadiens, but something about them in the playoffs just scares the living bejeebas out of me. And you know, these two teams are so equally matched. It's like that San Jose Kings series. They're just so there's not much to separate these teams from each other. But I think the Canadian diving team will end up taking this series in seven.
Oh man, that I did not see very much of Montreal this year. So, did Tampa get their goal? Will Bishop be back for the playoffs? Oof.
They're not sure as of right now.
Oh, they haven't stated anything. Oh man. I don't know. Yeah, it usually means for me, if it seems real close, I go down to goaltending. And yeah, I think Montreal takes this one. But yeah, I hope it'll be a back and forth one, because those are two pretty fast teams, and you can't beat seeing a playoff game at the Bell Center. That's great. Over 20,000 people, and they kind of like hockey there, so.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a bit. Just a touch.
Whatever do you mean?
I'll say Montreal, but I think it'll be real close. And, yeah, I'll say seven games on this one.
I'm going Montreal in five.
Okay. Wow.
Briere.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about I only show up.
Daniel,
April.
I show up for playoff Briere.
Ooh, he fits right in with that team. He's just a little slimy weasel, too.
Well, now he's not on my team. Can't agree with you more there, Paul. No, he fit in great with Philly. So that slimy little weasel.
There you go. They always got to have one.
One? Like six. You know, Hartnell was fined $5,000 for that spear. From Sunday on Belmore.
I have no idea.
Brett Belmore of the Hurricanes. Speared him at the end, $5,000.
Ooh.
Which is like a sneeze, but that's not the point. I'm going Montreal in five.
I think it'd be Montreal in Quick. Interesting.
Yeah, I do.
No,
I really do. I think there's several guys on that team that are going to turn. It's Montreal. I mean, Tampa Bay, Montreal. I'm going to get Montreal the edge in that one.
Yeah.
Just how I feel. Going with the next series. The number one seed. The team that Dan called at the beginning of the year. The Boston Bruins versus the number four seed, Detroit Red Wings. Paul, I know you're chomping at the bit. Go, brother.
You weren't the only one who picked the Bruins at the beginning of the year, you know. But that may be a little homerism on my part. up here in Boston at the end of the season when we pretty much had the number one seed sewn up and we wasn't sure who we were going to play. It could have been Detroit, could have been Philly, could have been Columbus. Boy, we were rooting for anybody but Detroit. And
yeah,
you know
I think
what, that's
good reason.
And that's who the Bruins ended up with. But I think this team, to throw a stat out there that I may not have 100% correct. Not counting that last game they played when basically Providence played New Jersey. I think Boston took a point, at least 1 point, in 25 out of their last 26 games, and they won in, I think, 19 of them. So they're in a little bit of a hot streak. So I think they're top to bottom. They're just too much for Detroit. So I think they're going to take this, but it'll be six hard-fought games. It's not going to be easy.
Yeah, for me, it sucks because this is such a great matchup, but it's going to be Boston versus Detroit, but mostly Grand Rapids at this point.
You say that, but look what the Grand Rapids Griffins did.
They have been fantastic, and they've been playing their hearts out for over a month now to get there. Man. And it's, I've kind of wound up pulling for them because they were losing people to a game there for a while.
Yeah, like every game, somebody else.
Yeah, and big names too. Man, yeah, I'm going to have to agree with Paul on that one though, and number of games. I think six. I think pure pride Detroit pulls out too. I don't know if they can get some of these to overtime. I think they might have a chance against Boston.
You know what doesn't exist in the playoffs?
There's no shootout.
There's no freaking shootout.
Pretty sure Boston wasn't that great at shootouts.
Although, Paul posted something that basically stated, Paul or Claude? That was Paul. That's what I thought. Basically, if even with the shootouts or without the shootouts, standings would have been the same.
Oh, yeah.
The shootout
wasn't that amazing?
Yes, actually.
All 16 teams would have landed exactly in the same spot without the shootout.
And I thought as many shootouts that I had to sit and look at this year, that it would have been much different. Absolutely no freaking difference whatsoever. Yeah, Batman.
I think of all those nights could have had those 20 minutes back as a Caps fan. we set the record, we had 21 this year or something? Something insane.
But between the two of us watching the Caps and the Flyers. My God.
So painful.
Back to the... I think it's seven games, but I think it's Boston. I think Detroit's going to go T-1000 and keep materializing when you think they're out.
Like Paul said with Montreal, there's something about Detroit in the playoffs, and it does. The name on the bat doesn't matter. It's all about that winged wheel.
Those two teams in the playoffs scare me. Along with another team, we'll mention in a second. Those two teams scare me, and you and I have reason. Reason? We have reason. You and I have reason. 97-98.
That's just pure hatred.
That's not hatred. I like the Detroit Red Wings. I hate the Pittsburgh Penguins. I like the Red Wings. Speaking of Pittsburgh, number one seed against Columbus. I have thoughts about this one. I'm going to turn it over to Paul first. I want to hear what he thinks about this one.
If any series is going to be a sweep, it's going to be this one.
Really?
I think so. Pittsburgh's another one of those teams. They've just been coasting for a while, and they're ready to get rolling. I don't think Columbus can stand up to them at all in the playoffs. Columbus doesn't have that kind of experience yet. They'll be happy to just be here.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I have a feeling you're going to say the same thing I am, Kelly, so go ahead first. What are your thoughts on this series?
You know, I don't know. Having seen,
you're not going to say the same.
Having seen Pittsburgh this last month, I don't know if that team can just turn it on. I think they are incredibly thankful in Pittsburgh that the other team in the state isn't coming for a visit.
They would have lost. That game went to shootout.
I told you when we were watching after the game, I told you that when they went to shootout, if the Flyers, if the goalie had just gotten out of the net and let Pittsburgh put three in so that matchup would have happened, I would have been a Flyers fan. Because I wanted to see that first round series so bad. Columbus, I think Bob can outdo Fleury, but I don't think Columbus is going to be able to score.
I think it's coming down. I think Bob's going to be out. It's Fleury.
Well, I'm going to say five. I think Columbus actually gets their first playoff win ever.
I think it's going to seven. I think Pittsburgh's going, but I think Bob's going to outperform Fleury.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised by that.
Fleury is another guy that has negative playoff ability. 1 year does not count, folks. Every time – never mind. I'm trying not to insult anybody anymore. I'm trying to be fair. So on the fairness thing, I think it's going to come down to goaltending. Well, I mean, unless all of a sudden Pittsburgh turns it back on like they were normally. Because, well, let's face it, Paul was stating they're amazing. That team is amazing. I have not seen a better team, other than Boston this year, I have not seen a team move the puck that well.
Oh,
all over the damn place. Bang, bang, bang.
They move the puck well, but that defense is nothing to write home about. They have some defensemen who can score, but
that's fine.
Can definitely put points up on them. I don't think Columbus can. I don't think Columbus has the firepower to do so, but someone is going to light them up at some point in this playoff.
Well, we'll talk about that in a second. I think their offense is too good. I think they're just going to score more goals than Columbus said. Basically, another version of what you're saying.
Yeah, it'd be great. I'd love to see Columbus follow the Flyer pattern of playing them and just hit them for 60 minutes, no matter what. If they're down two goals, if they're up four goals, you just hit them the entire time because they really don't like that.
I will say this. Pittsburgh figured it out. They had more going out of the first period. Pittsburgh was out hitting the Flyers by three hits. It changed. They turned it on. Then Letang got hit. Anyway. And last but not least, in my eyes, in my heart, anyway, number two seed New York Rangers and the Philadelphia Flyers. I don't know how to feel about this. Paul, go ahead, my man.
Well, in my heart, I would like to see Philly take this because how awesome would an East semifinals with Boston and Montreal and then Pittsburgh and Philly, you know, probably the two biggest rivalries in the Eastern Conference. That would just, you know, I'd have to take a week off of work just to watch the games and recover afterwards.
That'd be great. We could make some popcorn and just hang out together and watch hockey.
Yeah, the Rangers-Philly, neither one of these teams really impressed me a whole lot. And they don't have a whole lot of playoff success in their recent history either. But if I had to take a guess, I'm going to go with Philly just because I want to see that Philly-Pittsburgh series. Last year it was fantastic to watch, and I bet it would be a repeat this year.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Yeah, this is one of those what I want and what I
think. This one breaks my heart.
What I want and what I think. I'd love to see Philly go through because they've become my second favorite team because I've watched them this entire season and seen what they've gone through. And outside of my own team, Wayne Simmonds is my favorite player in the league now. I love that guy. I just love the way he plays. Unfortunately, there's something about King Henry and the Flyer. He is in their heads. If they can get one in New York, I think this will be a very, very different series. If they can just win one in New York, just to prove it to themselves, I think Philly has a really good chance of taking it in six or seven. But based on what I've seen, I don't see that happening. So I'll say Rangers in six, but I'd be thrilled if it doesn't wind up that way.
What I want and what I think is going to happen. Well, obviously, no big shocker here. I want Philly to hoist a cup every year. I don't care about the rest of y'all. Obviously, that's not going to happen. Obviously, I want Philly Pittsburgh. Not only is that ratings, but I just want to see somebody's head get smashed. What do I think is going to happen? Exactly what you said. I will say it like this. If it goes normal, let me start that over again. If it goes the way this season has normally gone, Rangers in five.
Hmm.
If Philly wins one of the first games in New York, seven games Philadelphia.
Hmm.
If they win one in New York, they're winning the last one in New York. It's the 70s all over again.
Oh, wow.
That's how I'm calling it. I'm still sticking with Boston as my
the pick to go through.
Dude, listen.
In the East, they're the clear cut best team.
My God, they're
the
so good. Who the hell? And I said this to Paul in private. Where the F did Rask? Not literally. Where did this dude come from? Tim Thomas leaves
Finland.
No. His mother ruled him.
That's my best guess.
My point is like, I'm like, oh, Tim Thomas is leaving. When Tim Thomas left, I'm like, well, who do they have? Well, we have Rask. We're good.
One of the biggest reasons why Thomas left is he could see the handwriting on the wall. Rask was going to take his job. And rather than get the job, he decided to, you know, go retreat to his bunker in Colorado for a year and do what he did. But Rask was being ruined for a long time. They kept him in the minors, I think, for 4 seasons, kept him as a backup, I think, for another 3. So he's been waiting for this, and he's ready. He showed last year in the playoffs he was ready.
So you got to see him in Providence for quite a while. Did you expect this from him?
The buzz was always there that he was the next guy, he's the next great Bruins goalie, and frankly, I didn't think he would be this good, but he's turned out to be everything as advertised. And if you ever want to see a good freakout, look up on YouTube somewhere, Tuukka Rask shootout freakout or something like that, and he had a humorous episode here in Providence one time where we didn't agree with a couple of calls and ended up throwing like half of the Providence locker room out onto the ice after the conclusion of a shootout. Pretty good stuff.
Hey, Paul, when you type in Rask and F, it's the first thing that comes up. And I'm watching it.
You may be able to see my wife and I there in that film because our seats are directly behind the goal Providence defense.
We may actually be in a
shot or two there, too.
He really doesn't like that crossbar.
That's hilarious. He almost died on the way back to the bench. Oh, that's right. I've seen this. He starts chucking things out the window, right?
Yeah.
That's excellent. I'm going to post that on Twitter. That's hilarious. Listen, I know all about my issue. Back to the Flyers, and then I want to talk about geez. I'm thinking Bob from Columbus. He's not Bob. That's Paul. I want to talk to Paul about Boston specifically in a second. My worry is our goaltending, and not the normal Philly goaltending worry. The reason why I'm worried about our goaltending is because of our defense. That we have moments of amazing, amazing dumbassedness. And then a moments of amazing defense, unbelievable plays. But on the same time, some of these goals, a lot of these goals, I was having a conversation with an old friend of mine. I haven't seen him in years, but we keep track on Facebook, you know. And at the end of the game in Pittsburgh, it was in Pittsburgh, right? Whatever. He got ran into by Hartnell, by Manga. Pushed Hartnell into Mason, and he was out. And I posted on Facebook, like, oh, boy. If he's out, we're in trouble. I'm not taking anything away from Emery. I just don't think starting days are behind him. Mason has let some weird goals in, and a lot of those, when you look back, his defense, they were pulling the Xbox controller disconnection. They weren't anywhere near where the puck's in front of the net being played, and like in the capital, nobody's there. Now, one of the things you like most about Philly is somebody will hit somebody. There's been a lot this year, weird goals that have gone in that were normal goals he let in, but some weird ones where defense not. I'm worried about that. That if we're playing against Lundqvist, somebody better be back in Mason up.
I think the trouble for you guys is Mason has to out-duel Lundqvist.
I think he can.
That's a tall order.
But I think he can. Now, I've heard that he's not hurt, but I've not seen anything official saying he's fine. So I guess no news is good news at this point. If we could just figure out Colbert, we signed straight. if we could just figure out Colbert in a straight, we'll be fine. But I don't think it's going to happen in the playoffs. Do you have any worries there over in Boston there, Paul?
We certainly do. The defense with Dennis Seidenberg out for the year. I mean, the defense did really, really well. They only gave up the second fewest goals in the league. But the question is, you got Chara as your number one guy. You got Johnny Boychuk as a solid number two guy. After that, you got a bunch of rookies, or you got Andre Mazaros, who couldn't play in Philly. So a lot of question marks on the blue line. And we're hoping that the young kids can come through and hold up over the course of the playoffs.
I was kind of doubting my pick about Boston until I remembered, oh, yeah, Kinlo's playing. He needs a cup. They're winning. They're rigging it or something, you know, like jokingly. I said, oh, never mind. They're destined. I just have
well, that's
to
what we
it.
Thought was going to happen last year when they've, you know, they traded him to Boston, and then all of a sudden the next day, oh, no, 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 we traded him to Pittsburgh. But, you
that
know, we saw how that worked out.
Yeah, well, Pittsburgh. That was weird.
Yeah, Pittsburgh doing something backdoor with picks or
that's never happened before.
Trades.
Whenever you bring that up, never happened. The draft thing, never happened. Bankruptcy? No, we were there the whole time. Yeah, really? I see pictures. I don't see anybody in there anyway. Who is your pick right now to go all the way?
To win the whole thing?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Never mind.
I really don't know. The West is just wide open.
Okay, Paul.
Boston.
Obviously, I know it's Boston. I know we're going to talk about this in the next coming weeks. Oops. I didn't say anything. Who do you see in the final right now?
In the final, it's hard to pick against Chicago, but I think Anaheim right now is the strongest team in the West. Now, of course, you know, we've got, what, two months till the finals? So a lot of things can change, but right now I'm looking at Boston and Anaheim in the finals.
Boston, Anaheim. Oh, man. Out of the West. Who did I see? I picked San Jose. I was going to say I was going to pick the Kings against Boston, so there goes that. I don't know. It's going to be – it's one of those things where the team that survives the West, I don't think they're going to have anything left to fight off whoever comes out of the East, which I definitely think is going to be Boston. So, man. Yeah, I'll go San Jose, Boston.
Right now, I'm picking Anaheim, Boston. Right now.
Bunch of front runners.
Oh, whatever. Well, okay, fine. You want me to be front runner?
No.
Philly and San Jose. That's what I want to see.
Oh, and following a Caps fan Twitter pick. That's dangerous.
Is that what – somebody picked that too?
That came up, yeah.
Oh, whatever. And by the way, I'm looking at this Tuukka Rask video. He's right. That one goal, he stopped moving. He didn't pull a Briere where he really didn't stop moving, even though you said he did, Kelly. He literally stopped moving forward and then shot the puck in, and they counted that.
Yeah, it was a bad call. And then what happened?
He's
the next
lucky.
Guy down rang one off of the back crossbar, but inside the net. And Rask thought it hit the front crossbar, so it just compounded the whole situation in his mind.
Oh, that's why he was attacking the crossbar.
Yes, that's why he was beating the crap out of it.
Stupid crossbar!
The ref's lucky the stick didn't end up in his face.
Oh, it was Albany. Come on. How many games did Albany win that year? Like 9-3. Give them that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm not bringing up the shootout thing. Part of it is the shootout. You go through a whole game.
Part of it?
Well, the whole thing is shit. You go through a whole game, you shut somebody out, and then it's like, hey, we're going to have a skill competition. That's BS. I'm just saying. we're gonna cover the playoffs. The next couple episodes will be quickies because there's only 8 teams left.
Oh, but there should be plenty to talk about.
I'm sure there'll be plenty. We're going to aim for half an hour, but I'm sure it'll last 45 minutes with some of the matchups happening.
Oh,
I'm sure Crosby will – never mind.
I'm sure someone will have a rant next Monday. Someone's team or another team that they wind up rooting for will have been wronged, and there'll be a rant.
I'm going to have the rant. There's one question I want to ask Paul, because I wanted to save it for the show. Same question I ask you and our friend Claude in private, and I would like you to still answer it on air if you have an answer. If you could have Crosby on your team, would you do it?
Absolutely.
Kelly.
Without even thinking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Without even thinking.
Yep.
Greatest talent in the league, and if he was on a good team like Boston, he wouldn't get away with his crybaby stuff.
That's okay. See, he answered it the way I expected. Because if he tried that BS, somebody would tell him, shut the hell up. Knock that crap off.
Chara would just, you know, what is he, 5'10"? Chara would knock him down about 5'6".
Oh, I don't know. Didn't he challenge Chara to a fight?
Yeah, remember Chara's face. You know, are you kidding me?
That was beautiful.
Is it something like this?
Yeah, pretty much, just incredulous.
Okay, little man, your mommy's over there. Go. He was challenging Simmons this weekend.
Oh,
he was talking to Simmons.
I so hope so.
And I was praying to the hockey gods above. Paul, I was praying to the side of the bed, and I don't pray, that he would have hit Simmons. I was begging, please hit him.
Oh, that would have been lovely. Simmons is a man.
I was almost crying for it. I'm almost crying now. I was like, please hit him. Please.
You got to remember Sidney Crosby's first fight. I don't know if it's his only fight, but his first fight, he got the living bejesus beat out of him by Andrew Ferentz. So.
Andrew Ferentz.
Nice.
Good. Well, I mean, look at that playoff. I'm trying real hard not to smash the guy. Look at the playoff in Philly. Well, hell with that. Look at the regular season games in Philly that year, facing off against Giroux. And Drew wanted to, how many times did Drew challenge that son of a gun? A game. Drew was not a fighter. That would at least been an even match fight. You know what I'm saying?
Crazy ginger, though.
Well.
You got to watch those guys.
Vince Paul is a listener of ours. He's a friend of mine. Vince would be happy with your answer because I think we had a 40-minute conversation the other night where he was like, you'd take him. I'm like, no, I wouldn't. Not in Philly. I don't care what you say. Of course I would. But, yeah, you have to understand. I was saving the answer for on air for Vince so he could gloat to me. Like, you said it on air. It's on record. I want you to challenge me and call me on my BS. Of course I would. Now, the same thing in Philly would happen that would happen in Boston. Now, we don't have a giant on our team, but you have Chief Berube. And if Crosby tried that BS, come here. Sit down. We're going to have a long talk or we're going to have a big problem. Not unlike Adam Oates, who just goes out in public and goes, Ellie's a baby. Who's a baby?
Whatever.
we'll be talking about that at the end of the year. Now, I have a... I don't know how to handle this, so I'm going to just not play any music. No, I'm kidding. I have an announcement to make. There's a gentleman, Paul Baker, that's been on our show a couple times, and... our producer of the HIAC Talk Radio Network, Dean. He needs no last name introduction. Everybody knows it, Dean. Said, why don't you ask Paul to be on the show? I let it sit for a little while, and I decided, sure, I'll ask him. I asked somebody else to ask him, but she didn't. I know you did. I know you forgot. So I handled it. So, I don't know, like a month ago. I asked her a month ago to come to you. But I said, Paul, hey, you want to join the show? He said, absolutely. So starting...
Do the math.
April 28th.
The 28th. So 2 weeks into the playoffs, Mr. Paul Baker of StadiumJourney.com, PuckmanRI on Twitter, will be joining us. He will be part of the show, period.
Woo-hoo, that means hazing.
Hazing.
I lose my status as a special guest then.
You lose your status as a special guest, but you'll be the official New England clam chowder, whatever I said earlier.
We all know New England clam chowder is the best of the chowders.
I would agree with that.
And just call them lobster roll.
Red or white.
New England's clam chowder is just clam chowder.
There's actually
not
the ugly third cousin chowder that nobody talks about, the Rhode Island style clam chowder, which is actually... clear.
It's Rhode Island.
And it's really bad, so that's why we don't talk about it.
So as a, in 2 weeks, we'll have one more week where Kelly and I will discuss the first week of the playoffs. And then on the 28th, Paul will be joining us. I haven't decided, and I told Paul – did you want to say something? Oh, I told Paul, and now I'm saying to Kelly, because we don't talk ever in the house.
That's a good rule.
I'm not sure if we're going biweekly or monthly on the off-season. I still want to do the show, so the show is out there. I can't decide if I want to do biweekly or monthly yet. And since Paul is officially, as of this moment, at 10:28, a member of Obey the Puck, he has an input as much as we do based on how it goes. But this is our we're still in our first year, so we'll see how it goes with news flow and everything. Hopefully nobody, this dying thing, and head to, you know, problems with concussions and stuff, that goes away. Because it always is like seems to be at the off season or beginning of the year.
Oh yeah, all the guys who've been playing trying to play through stuff. That'd be nice. A quiet off season, just some personnel changes, coaching changes like there always are. That'd be nice. No tragedies.
But I'll say this and I'll let Paul say whatever he would like to, if or nothing at all. But I want to do something with this show. HIAC, wrestling and MMA, we get interviews all the time. I don't necessarily want to do interviews because the interview hockey player is pretty much the same thing. You know, oh, yeah, no, he's a great player, and I don't like, unless it's like Pronger or something, you're going to get the same interview. But I would like to try to develop this into a more interactive show. So I am very happy that Paul Baker said yes.
He said yes.
Paul, anything you want to say before we go into the goodbye part?
Oh, I'm thrilled that you guys asked me to be a regular part of the show, and I can't wait to get started. And if it wasn't for this pesky capstone exam, I would be starting next week. But after 5 years of chasing my master's degree, I think I gotta put a cap on this thing. So that's what I'll be doing next Monday.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No, I'm looking forward to it. We'll get one more week, and then there won't be so much dead air anymore because we'll have Paul.
Well, there you go.
And dead air, I blame on you.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Yeah, get out. No, I'm kidding. Paul, was there anything that you wanted to cover before we ended?
Well, you know, I was mentioning the Stadium Journey College Hockey Arena rankings, and like magic, as soon as those words came out of my mouth on the website is the ranking, the complete ranking, 1 to 57. So check that out at stadiumjourney.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Stadium Journey, and there are subscriptions available for our monthly magazine. You can get a digital subscription or a hard copy delivered to your house, and the one of the featured articles in May will be by yours truly, and I will be discussing the Boston Marathon and Red Sox game, the traditional Patriots Day festivities that happen up in Boston next Monday.
Right. I'm looking at this list. I'm sorry. I'm sorry that you didn't have such a great experience.
Did you have much experience with college hockey before, Paul?
Let's see. I had visited a couple of places, Providence College, Brown locally, which I think really got a shaft in this rating. But, you know, when you got 59 different arenas, you've got, you know, probably a dozen to 20 different people with the reviews, and they bring their own preferences and biases to the reviews. So no list is perfect. And the great thing about lists is you can argue about it and debate it and, you know, talk amongst your friends and your enemies, and That's why we love them so much. That's why we make them. But I hadn't been to a ton of college hockey, with the exception of a couple Frozen Fours. And college hockey is actually absolutely a fantastic atmosphere, and it's much more affordable even than the AHL. So it's so it's, if you're going with kids or a family, it's a good thing.
Any hockey-related stuff you want to cover? You want to talk about real quick for the show?
Hockey-related stuff.
Yeah, I mean, news or anything.
Oh, okay.
I'm the host. Let me do my thing. Paul?
We've got to wait all the way till Friday to see a hockey game here in Boston. So we'll be watching the other series until then. So that time of year. Let's get crazy.
I know we're in overtime, but I did want to ask Paul about this. Okay, so I don't care about Miley Cyrus. In fact, I hope she fails. That's mean. I take that back. The Flyers bumped back a Miley Cyrus concert to fit in a playoff game. Putting yourself in the position of a fan, Paul, I'll go to you first. Does that suck?
Now you're saying that they moved a hockey game for a Miley Cyrus concert?
No, they moved Miley Cyrus, vice versa.
That is awesome.
No, my position was, what if it was a band you bought tickets to see, and it's you already set up, all right, I'm off from work tomorrow, blah, 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 and they move it? Or do you still feel the same as hockey?
Well, I'm a full-blooded hockey Krishna, so, you know, I always say, you know, pucks before. I don't know what rhymes with pucks, but I won't say it.
I can tell you what rhymes with pucks, but don't say it.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But you know what? I've skipped many an event to attend a hockey game, so I guess I'd have to say, yeah, move the concert.
Same thing? Kel?
Yeah, it kind of sucks that they, because usually the NHL works as much as possible with the arena, so Philly must have had it scheduled. They must have only had one option to fit the concert in. I mean, I don't know anything about Miley Cyrus, but I'm assuming she's apparently a big enough star that she's playing the Wells Fargo. So
she twerks a lot and humps a lot of things.
Well, there you go. So, but it's just interesting to me that they were willing to do that, because I mean, a concert like that's huge money coming
into
the arena. So. But yeah, it's kind of awesome that a hockey game bumped it. But I'm not surprised in Philly that they were like, you know what, the concert is whatever. This is the Flyer.
Oh, money got bumped. My feelings, I don't give a damn. I'm glad she got moved. I don't care about her career, and I'm glad the Flyers did. That's my unbiased Philly opinion.
Which one was bumped? The Thursday game or was it Saturday or Sunday?
I think it was Thursday, Wednesday, I think.
Oh, okay. I was just wondering which of the two games was the one that bumped her concert. So.
Yeah, and this is next week because they start in New York. Do you have any final thoughts, Miss Levy, as I stutter on the miss?
My hockey week comes down to, I believe it's Wednesday and Friday. Hershey plays Norfolk in back-to-back games, and that should pretty much decide the eighth spot in the East for the AHL. So I will be listening to those games, and if it goes anything like the last 2 weeks for the Hershey Bears, I will probably have at least two ulcers and possibly some sort of heart issue listening to those games to see how the season will turn out.
I do want to throw a shout-out to Josh Harding of the Minnesota Wild. He ended the NHL season leader in goals against and save percentage.
Yeah.
1.65 goals against average, and the save percentage was a .933 WMMR. I'm sorry.
I hope that kid can kick MS and is back next season. I'm pulling for him. He's such a good guy. And, man, he was playing so well. I've had a number of family members affected by MS, so that's something kind of near and dear to my heart. So I'm pulling for Josh, and I hope he's back next season, raring to go.
No, Tim Ricker's gallant at this point. Paul, I know we already did the big sell, but where can the fine folks on the interwebs find you, sir?
They can find me on Facebook under my real name, no assumed aliases, or if you follow me on Twitter, you will find me at PuckmanRI.
Which is, I still think, one of the best Twitter handles out there. Skitter,
yeah, as long as we don't let the word out that I actually live in Massachusetts now.
Hello?
That's okay. I didn't say anything. Everybody who will hear this knows that now. Kelly, where can the five folks find you, Skitter Girl?
I am at Skid Central on the Twitter.
Follow me at Dan83. We will, of course, be back next week. Kelly and I will be back to discuss first week in playoffs and our gripes and concerns. Nothing positive. No, I'm kidding. On the 28th, Paul will be joining us reviewing the second week and any other hockey news or tidbits, stadiumjourney.com, all that good stuff. Go to stadiumjourney.com and get that list of the college university arenas. Go to HIACTalkRadio.com this week, Moose Knuckle Radio, and Hell in a Cell, HIAC, I did it again, he's going to kill me, HIAC Talk Radio is back with the latest MMA and wrestling news. And that is about it. We will see you next Monday. Good night, everybody.